You are listening to the audio production of Collision Course by Millie Norwich Inman. This book is read by Paul McLaughlin. History repeats itself because no one was listening the first time. Anonymous. Dedication. For Gary, and for our grandchildren, Michael and Elizabeth, Lewis and Ashley, Jeffrey, Bren, Jackson, Elizabeth, Aubrey, Brett Jr., June Lily, and Reagan. Author's note. The succession of the British Crown. It would take an act of Parliament for an obscure German duchy such as Hanover to become front and center in London politics. Exactly. The Act, passed in 1688, ended the divine rights of kings and queens. Referred to as the Glorious Revolution of 1688, the Act made England a constitutional monarchy by requiring Parliament's approval for any royal initiative. In effect, the bloodless revolution by the stroke of the pen dethroned the Roman Catholic Stuart, King James II, whose arbitrary ways rankled Parliament's leaders and all freedom-loving Englishmen. James and his scorned supporters, Jacobites, fled to France. Parliament invited his daughter Mary and her husband William of Orange, who were confirmed Protestants, to mount the British throne. Beloved, William and Mary died without an heir, so the succession fell to the next Protestant in the line, Queen Mary's sister, Anne. Tragically, all Queen Anne's children returned to their maker before adulthood. So, when she was elderly, Parliament passed the even more explicit Act of Settlement of 1701 that mandated the throne pass only to non-Catholic Stuarts. Accordingly, the new succession skipped 40-something unhappy Roman Catholics and landed on Sophia, a granddaughter of James I, or the Fourth of Scotland. Sophia was the widow of the Elector of Hanover, Brunswick-Lüneburg. Like her first cousins, Mary and Anne, Sophia was a devout Protestant. Sophia beat Anne to the grave, leaving her son, Prince George Ludwig, who had already inherited the title of Hanover's Elector to the Holy Roman Empire on his father's death, the Crown Prince to England's throne. So, on August 1, 1714, the ruler of the remote German duchy, Hanover, who had never set foot on English soil, nor spoken a word of English, mounted the throne to become King George I of Great Britain. It was the beginning of the dynasty of the Stuart House of Hanover. Collision Course is the story of George I's great-grandson, a child Prince of Wales, and the developing power struggle between emerging leaders for control of the British Empire. Collision Course is the meticulously researched slice of true history that set the world stage for the American Revolution. Prologue. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Psalm, chapter 139, verse 16. Leicester House, London, March 20, 1751. Death came on a quick pale horse for Frederick Lewis, Prince of Wales. The night was robed in silent mists as it leapt over the scrolled iron gates. Evading the courtyard torchlight, it scoffed at the house guard in its velvet finery and sheathed swords. It swept through the heavy, carved rococo doors, galloped past darkened staterooms, and whirled up the curved staircase to the royal apartment. A lord of the bedchamber snored on a cot just outside the sickroom door. Inside, the prince lay awake in a cold sweat from pain in his chest. Alarmed at the intruder, he tried to argue. He was in his prime, only 44, experienced in business, politically powerful, and due to take the throne with his father elderly. He thrashed and moaned as his plans and dreams swirled around him like eddies of turbulent waters. Clean up the rampant election corruption, unite Englishmen, and refranchise the Catholic Tories. He was destined to be the Patriot King, a righteous father to all the people, not just the exclusive 20 families ruling England.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?